Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, When We Are Weak, God is Strong. Amen. Sometimes we're weak. Sometimes we don't have the answer. Sometimes we need help. But God is always strong. Amen. We're reading the Bible in 1 year. I'm glad that you are joining me on Bible Book Club. I'm encouraging people to read in 1 year with me. I start in January 1st and we end in December 31st. We're glad that you can be part of reading the Word of God, because that is a sword. The Bible is a sword. Without it, we cannot overcome the enemy. And so we need to know the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says, Let me tell you about the visions that I've had. Paul is talking, and he had visions and revelations from the Lord. 14 years ago, I was taken up to heaven for a visit. Don't ask me whether my body was there or just my spirit, for I don't know. Only God can answer that. But anyway, there I was in paradise and heard things so astounding that they are beyond a man's power to describe or put into words. And anyway, I'm not allowed to tell them to others. That experience is something worth bragging about, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to boast only about how weak I am and how great God is to use such weakness for His glory. I have plenty to boast about and would be no fool in doing it, but I don't want anyone to think more highly of me than he should from what he can actually see in my life and my message. I will say this, because these experiences I had tremendous. God was afraid I might be puffed up by them, so I was given a physical condition which has been a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to hurt and bother me and prick my pride. 3 different times I asked God to make me well again, and each time he said no. But I am with you, and that is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. Now, I'm glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and ability. Since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite happy about the thorn and about the insults and the hardships and the persecutions and the difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The less I have, the more I have to depend on Him. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? We are only strong when we are weak, because we have to call on God to help us. We need God every day. We need Him to give us strength, to carry us through, to help us through the difficulties, through the persecutions, through the insults, through the hardships. This is a human condition. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, whatever position we have. All human beings are inferior to God. He is the only one that can give us the strength to survive. When we are weak, we find God to be strong. He is able to meet us in the midst of the storm and carry us through. For that reason, we know there is no other God. What other God can do what our God can do? What God, what other God that has made a way for us, for people, to go to heaven? What other God is alive forevermore? What other God is coming back for us one day? What other God has gone to heaven to make a mansion for us, make a way for us to be together with him forever? What other God do you know that has done that and has proved that he has done that? What other God has rose from the dead? I don't know anyone. I don't know that Buddha rose from the dead. I don't know Confucius rose from the dead. I don't know anybody. I don't even know if Mary rose from the dead. Right? Only Jesus is the only one that died, paid the price by shedding his blood, died on the cross, and on the third day he arose from the dead. No one can prove anybody else has done the same. And who is living evermore, or has written the word of God, or has said that he's coming back one day, or knew the future and it was written in the Bible, and it's happening today and every day. Prophecies are being fulfilled. More than 1,000 prophecies are being fulfilled every single day from the Word of God. Amen. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the only name by where anyone can get saved. If they're going to another name, it's not the right one. Because the Bible says, the name of Jesus is above all names. And there is no other name by which we can receive salvation, receive eternal life, receive forgiveness. Am I telling you the truth, or am I telling you a lie? If you would like to know, you need to go to the Bible and look it up. In the New Testament, in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned. He didn't say, some have sinned. He said, for all have sinned. It doesn't matter how beautiful you are, or what position you have, or what power that you have in the world. You're still a sinner. You still need Jesus. You need Jesus to get you to heaven. Well, you might say, well, what's so good about heaven? It's not going to be burning with fire. It's going to be a beautiful place, because he describes it. And he wouldn't take us somewhere that is not going to be for his children. So we can depend on Jesus. Would you like to know this Jesus? If you don't know him right now, I'll invite you to know him right now. And the way to do it is to ask him to come into your life. Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I don't know you. I don't know what you've done. I don't know who you are. But I know that the Word of God says you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you died for me. Yes, in the Word of God, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I ask you to forgive me for my ignorance. Yes. Save me from myself. Yes, Lord. I'm a sinner. I accept that. I've made many sins. Everyone has is a sinner, not only me. I ask you to forgive my sins. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross. You died for me. And one day you are coming back to me. Lord, I also forgive anyone who hurt me. Because Jesus forgave me. And I thank you for my salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you let me know so I can help you to grow in God? I struggled many years trying to serve God, and I didn't really accept any teaching other than, you know, from the church and all that, but I didn't have anybody to guide me. So I made a lot of mistakes. Now I don't want you to do that. There's no reason why you have to go through it. You can learn from hearing from other people. Would you let me know in Facebook anywhere you can email me? Go to the website, livingwater.com. Living H2O.com. That's our website. And we're also on Facebook. If you would like to be a part of this group where you receive the Word of God, let me know and I will include you in the Bible Book Club. Amen and amen.